We're continuing our study in the fifth chapter of 1 Samuel, and we're still in the eighth verse. We see that the Philistines have captured the Ark of God, and as a result of this, this Ark has brought great destruction upon the people. First of all, the god Dagon has been forced to fall on his face. He has been broken so that only the fishy part of his body has been left. The stump of the idol is what has been left. And they realize that this Ark of God is responsible for this. Now it's bringing about a great destruction upon the people. They're being smitten. They're caused to die. As well as they have this disease called emrods, which is some form of a hemorrhoidal rectal disease. It's bringing about great distress. And as we mentioned before, it may even be some form of cancer of this area. And it's a punishment that God is sending upon the people. So as a result of this, in verse 8, they sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? They're trying to decide what to do with this ark. Rather than improve themselves, rather than repent and become followers of this true and living God themselves, they simply want to know how to get the ark in such a way or such a place that it will not bring about this kind of problem to them. Now, This nation of the Philistines was made up of five major cities: Ashdod, Ekron, Ashkelon, Gath, and Gaza. However, these five cities were ruled by one common council, so that they were united in a federation. And so that seems to be what's referred to here when they gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them. That is, they got the council, they got the rulers of the people together now to make a decision for the nation what to do with this Ark of the Covenant. And they answered, let the Ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. So they simply decided, we'll just take it to another city. Let's get it away from this temple of Dagon, get it out of the city of Ashdod. And we'll just see if that solves the problem. It may be that just the near proximity to this god of Dagon may be what's provoking all the trouble here. So, and they carried the ark of the God of Israel about thither. So they decided to just transport it to another area, to the city of Gath. Now, Gath was a city that is supposed to be inhabited by giants. And that was the peculiar thing of this city, that they had some giants there. And so we're going to see that this Ark of God doesn't have any favorites. It doesn't have any partiality just because there were giants there. Verse 9, and it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emrods in their secret parts. So there was a very great destruction brought about now on the city of Gath. These men, both small and great, the giants and the ones that weren't giants, were smitten with these emrods, this disease, this terrible, dreaded disease that may have been some kind of a cancerous destruction of the rectal area. This was a terrible thing to have happen, smitten with emrods in their secret parts, and consequently we see that this city also suffered very greatly for having this improper presence of the Ark of God. Verse 10, therefore they sent the Ark of God to Ekron. After having received the wrath of God from having the Ark at Ashdod and also at having the Ark at Gath, they now decided to send it to Ekron. And verse 10 further says, and as it came to pass, as the Ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought about the Ark of God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people. So the people in Ekron realized that they were going to receive the same tragic consequences. They were going to receive this great slaughter and also this disease called the emrods as a result of having this Ark here. Now, they didn't seem to be able to change the fact that it was coming because the decision was made by the lords, made by the rulers of the country. But the people saw the great trouble coming as the ark came. Verse 11, so they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. So the first thing these people at Ekron did was to appeal to this council. They went back to the Lord, to the Philistines, and they made this proposal to please send this Ark of God away. Send it back to Israel. Let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people. And then the verse concludes by saying, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. So God just was not going to let up on this punishment that this nation would receive as a result of having this Ark of God. And the people who were receiving the punishment realized very muchly where it was coming from. They were very unhappy about it. They wanted to do something, and the best thing they could think of to do was get the Ark out of here and send it back from where it came, send it back to Israel. Now, this would seem to be a very logical thing to do, but just as sinners are so reluctant to give up sins, just as they are so reluctant to change and to repent and to do the things that God wants them to do, even so this nation was very slow in getting the presence of the Ark out from among the people. So verse 12, and the men that died not were smitten with the emerods, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. So we see there's two classes of punishment here. One was death, and the other then was those that died not were smitten with the emerods. And this disease seemed to have been very muchly dreaded and feared. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. That is, this was a large city. There were many people here. They were all afflicted some way or another by this presence of the Ark, and so they made a great cry, a cry that could be heard from afar off, and it's described here as being a cry that went up to heaven. So that concludes the fifth chapter of 1 Samuel. We now move into the sixth chapter.